Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier and we're back this week, the second of 2021, with a great selection of music. And we're going to start off with the Eiley Sessioners. It's a tribute record to Fraser Shaw, and this is Back to Eiley. great start to the show there from the Eiley Sessioners. Can't beat jigs. I just love them. That's swinging tunes. Next up, we have a recent release from Norrie McKeever and the Glasgow Barons. It came out the end of last year. It's called The Songs of Govan Old, and it's a great album. It's all lots of songs in English and Gaelic, all with an orchestra, and Norrie is such a fine singer. So this is called The Govan Boys.
The old town of Govan, where working men were made, building ships that sailed across the sea, and proud men worked their trade. Build, boys, build, the Govan men would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king. Alas, they were hard working, their bills they had to pay. Long hours they worked, at dawn they woke, no matter what the pay. Build, boys, build, the government would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king. Providing for their families, their duty and their pride, to see the work of their fair hands sailing on the Clyde. Build, boys, build, the government would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king. By one simple rule, nothing without work. Devout Christians, everyone, every Sunday in the kirk. Build, boys, build, the government would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king. They worked to live, no time to strike, their heads they held up high. Hard-working men of Govan had that twinkle in their eye. Oh, build, boys, build, the Govan men would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king. Oh, build, boys, build, the Govan men would sing, welled with blood, sweat and tears, a ship fit for a king.
That's a great album, and the whole album's like that, actually. It's a cheery album, but loads of great songs, and Norrie just sings with such conviction. Next up, we have, well, yet another recently released album. It's Symbiosis 3 by Ross Ainslie, Ali Hutton and Jen Butterworth, and it's basically reworked acoustic versions of Symbiosis 2 with some added material. And as with ever with these guys, it's great music. So this is called Pongu 2. Thank you. stuff. So exciting. It reminded me of the end of Abbey Road by the Beatles there with them all sparring on guitars and they were sparring on whistles there. Oh, fantastic. Loved it. Now, if you'd like to find out more about all of these tracks, you can go to our website, it's scottpodcast.com, where you can see all the links to buy the music and all the just to find out more about these artists, because there's so many of them, I'm sure you'll agree. We're very lucky in Scotland, it's quite amazing. So that's scottpodcast.com. Now, our Hands Up for the Trad single of the week is by Myra Green. Myra Green is an amazing musician and artist. She does so much, and she has just released Ye Banks and Braes, and it's a double release because she's also released A Man's a Man for All That. And when you buy it, you get this beautiful piece of artwork as well as that she has made, and you also get a great track. So you can check that out actually at myrangreen.bandcamp.com. So let's have a listen to that now.
Ye banks and braes, a bonny dew, how can ye bloom sae fresh and
me. Lovely. That was Hands Up for Trad, single of the week, Your Banks and Braes by Myron Green. Now, Capercaillie singer Karen Matheson has a brand new album coming out. You heard a track of it not so long ago on the podcast, and this is the title track. It's called Still Time. Still Time from Karen Matheson. I think that album's out in January or February, so look out for it. Next up, we have a slightly older track, definitely the, would you say the 2010s or the noughties? I'm never sure what is called what nowadays, but this is from All Dressed in Yellow, and it's a fantastic track. This is the opening track of the album, and this is The Fiddler's Bid Ode to Joy. Yes, I love that track. I love that album. As you probably know, because I keep talking about it. All Dressed in Yellow by Fiddler's Bed. And remember, you can find out about all of these albums at scottpodcast.com. Now, one of my favourite Gaelic singers is Maeve McKinnon, and I have played her many times over this podcast, but I just love Maeve's recordings. I think she just makes everything so contemporary while still loving the Gaelic song, and she's a great Scots singer too. And this is from her latest album, and it's called The Head of Grúnar Sands.
Sam the count I grin yars the gag mean goody. It count I grin yars the gag me. For the harn ye clown, savo anek pudding. It count I grin yars the gag me. Hotu, hotem, quamo creek. Hotu, hotem, quaman. Get it daddy.
That nearly caught me out there. great musicianship on these recordings as well. I think that was Patsy Reid playing, and it might have been Ali Hutton on the pipes there. Very, very good. Right, now for something a little bit different. We play a little bit of jazz on this show now and then because we're very lucky to have some really talented jazz musicians. And they're also, many of our jazz musicians are actually quite influenced by the folk, our folk music. And this young musician, Fergus McCready, he's just released an album called Where Will the River Flow? And this album, when you look through the titles, is all about, he's got a love of walking and mountain climbing and all that kind of stuff. And this track is called North. Thank you. What a lovely piece of music. Really atmospheric. Great piano playing there. Great band, actually. Very good. So look out for that, Where Will the River Flow by Fergus MacCready. And as I say, you can find out more about all of these albums at scottpodcast.com. Next up, we have Salthouse from their album Huam. I think that might be a Shetland word. This album came out last year, 2020. And this is the track Firelight.
Firelight, the quiet heart of a little room. Out of the night we'll come, where the gathered gloom hangs softly still. Now the wild hill rain is over, and all that moves, a star or two, moves slowly. Firelight, in from the cold, away from the dark, here we are, chasing flames that roar through the world and will not tame. From the hidden fires of cosmic motion,
that, wasn't it? I really enjoyed that lovely wee key change at the end as well. Good groove through it. And talking of grooves, this next band, Tidelines, have just released what's called a lockdown mixtape. It's four brand new songs. Some of them are covers, and this might take you back to the 80s.
I'm going through withdrawals. So I hit the road in overdrive.
Great, that definitely check that out if you want to go to their website. It is, he says, looking it up, tidelinesband.com, and they make loads of great music, and their latest album's really good as well. We're going back to an album we featured on podcast number 209, I think. It's the album is Beatrice by the Spey by guitarist Tom Richardson, and it's a kind of swinging look at some great Scottish tunes, and well, this is an Irish tune, Morrison's Jig. I think it's an Irish jig, and he has just got another take on it, and it sounds great. Thank you. Spent a bit of time nodding my head there along to that music. Great stuff. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, it is the final of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award, and you will be able to listen to that on BBC Radio Scotland and online from 5 p.m. on the 31st of January. And the winner of, I think it was a couple of years ago now, was Hannah Rarity, and she released her album, 'Neath the Gloaming Star. And from that album, we are going to play Braw Sailing on the Sea.
Thank you.
Beautiful singing there from Hannah Rarity. Great singing. Check out the version of that by Tony Cuff and Ocean. I can't remember what album that's on, but it's also another great version of that. Anyway, we've reached the end of the show, and thanks again to everyone for listening. Really appreciate everyone listening across the world and live. It's fantastic. Really makes a difference. I have to say, I just love making these podcasts. I have a nice hour of dancing in my chair, listening to our amazing music. If you want to support Hansen for Trad, you can support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/Hansen for Trad, or you can follow us on social media. It's them all /Hansen for Trad. I haven't made it to TikTok yet. I haven't really worked out the point yet. So, wish me luck with that. Anyway, we're going to juxtapose, well, that's not the word, but you know what I mean, the ending here, and we're going to Nightworks from their latest release. It's their Anti Alien Mixes, and this is, it's called The Highlander's Farewell. Thanks very much, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.